Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 17th of August, 2022. The Bible reading today is Acts chapter 9, verses 26 to 31. When he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. So Saul stayed with them and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. He talked and debated with the Hellenistic Jews, but they tried to kill him. When the believers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace and was strengthened. Living in the fear of the Lord and encouraged by the Holy Spirit, it increased in numbers. Today's article, titled The Blessing of Encouragers, was written by Alison Kaida. The 2010 film The King's Speech tells the story of the United Kingdom's King George VI, who unexpectedly became monarch when his brother relinquished the throne. With the country on the brink of World War II, government officials wanted a well-spoken leader because of the increasingly influential role of radio. King George VI, however, struggled with a stutter. I was especially drawn to the film's portrayal of George's wife, Elizabeth. Throughout George's painful struggle to overcome his speech difficulty, she was his constant source of encouragement. Her steadfast devotion helped provide the support he needed to overcome his challenge and rule well during the war. The Bible highlights the stories of encouragers who gave powerful assistance during challenging circumstances. Moses had Aaron and Hur's support during Israel's battles. Elizabeth encouraged her pregnant relative Mary. After his conversion, Paul needed the support of Barnabas, whose name literally means son of encouragement. When the disciples were fearful of Paul, Barnabas, at the risk of his own reputation, vouched for him. His endorsement was essential to Paul being welcomed by the Christian community. Barnabas later served as Paul's traveling and preaching companion. Despite the dangers, they worked together to proclaim the gospel. Believers in Jesus are still called to encourage one another and build each other up. May we be eager to offer encouragement to help support others, especially as they face difficult circumstances. Let's pray. The encouragement of a friend can make all the difference. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.